In Lee Blessing's A Walk in the Woods, two men, one American and one Soviet, take walks in the woods over the course of a year and struggle to save the world from certain annihilation. Based on a real incident, the compelling and topical play resonates in fresh ways today as audiences watch two intelligent and caring politicians lean into the careful craft of true diplomacy and try to save the world. A Walk in the Woods will be performed at Hubbard Hall in Cambridge on January 25th through February 3rd. We have a trio of wonderful gentlemen to talk to us about this. David Snyder is here. He is not only acting in the production, but is also executive and artistic director of Hubbard Hall. David, good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Kirk Jackson is here. He is the director of the production, also a professor of theater at Bennington College. Kirk, good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. And Robert Zuckerman is the former head of theater for New York State Council on the Arts and also acting in this production. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
All right, David, let's begin with you. How did this all get started?
So Kirk and Robert had actually done this play at Franklin Stage Company last summer, and so I had expressed an interest in doing some more acting sort of in general, and so Kirk brought up this topic of maybe doing this play at Hubbard Hall, and I read it. I hadn't known it, but I read it last summer and just fell in love with it. It's so strikingly topical, this question of saving the world. Obviously, Russian-American negotiations are very much in the news these days, and the sort of question about what do you do when you're facing potential annihilation, and how do two people actually communicate and deal with this and through diplomacy actually move forward together. So Robert and Kirk were ready to do it again, and I was very interested in doing it, and so we just plugged it into the season, and it's been an amazing time so far. We're just having so much fun working on this piece.
So give us a sense of what the challenges of doing something like this are in getting everybody together and putting it on over this 2 weekends?
Yeah, 2 weekends.
Yeah.
So first of all, you want to have a great director like Kirk. You want to have a great director in
check.
Place.
You
want
check.
To have a,
check.
You want to have great actors. Robert Zuckerman, who I had never met before we entered rehearsals a couple weeks ago, and had headed theater at NISCA for many years and was sort of a legend in New York theater because of that in part. The opportunity to have an actor like Robert come to Cambridge and perform was a great opportunity. And so putting together a creative team in this way is sort of a slam dunk. And so the fact that they were attached to this project already spoke to the strength of what it was going to be. And so we got some a local scenic designer, local lighting designer together, figured out the schedule. When can we rehearse it? January seemed like a right time to do it. And then just I committed to the fact that I was going to have to take a couple of months starting to learn my lines because there's only two of us in the play. So in an hour and a half play, you have a lot of text and it's a lot of exciting language. So having the time to do that was the last piece in the puzzle.
Before I turn this over to these other two gentlemen, tell us a little bit about your character and what it's like to play this individual.
So it's so much fun and it's so rewarding. John Honeyman is a negotiator for what would have been the Reagan administration. The play basically takes place in 84, 85. He's somebody who's very smart, who thinks he knows the levers of diplomacy and policy, and he's going to get something done. And it struck me, as I feel the need now, even just personally, to get something done in terms of international relations and government function, that it spoke to me and I could really activate that. And so it's full of rich language, and he learns over the course of the play the value of relationships in diplomacy, that it's not just about policy and knowing sort of the right levers to push in power, but it's getting to know each other and building relationships and building trust across countries and nations and people.
Robert Zuckerman, tell us about your character and your part of this equation.
Okay. Andrei Botvinnik is a senior Russian arms negotiator who's been in Switzerland for decades. He's worked with teams of Americans, and David's character, John Honeyman, is the latest that he's worked with. Botvinnik was born in, well, for him it was Leningrad, St. Petersburg, went through the war as a teenager, so he's been hardened by that experience and by Stalinism. And in the 80s, he comes under Gorbachev's leadership and begins to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And he has a terrific sense of humor, and I think people will find that unexpected in this play. And he's serious about working with the American to try to find a real solution to the problem. And as we, you know, saw on the front page of the New York Times today, and as we know from the Putin's deployment of a new hypersonic missile, this stuff is absolutely current, and it's important to talk about. And I think the play is a terrific representation of what's going on in that area.
Kirk Jackson is directing the production. And so what is it like to bring all of that together? The play, of course, the time of which it represents, and the relevancy to today.
Well, as Robert just said, to open the New York Times and look at the front page and see that the subject matter of what we've been working on is right there has been really exciting. When I did the play with Robert this past summer, that same thing happened. We started rehearsals, and then all of a sudden the meeting was set between Trump and Kim Jong-un, and the topics the subject matter just became more and more in our face. And this group has been really exciting working with these two guys. After doing the play this past summer, in which we cast the role of a honeyman with a woman, which was really interesting and brought out certain resonances, but then certain other resonances were not explored, and having these two guys, working with them has been really fantastic. I knew looking at the play that this was a really great role for David. Rehearsals, we actually laugh a lot in rehearsals because the relationship is very, very funny. How they test each other, how they literally negotiate what it is to be friends. Do they need to be friends? Is it necessary to be friends in order to work together on bigger issues like world annihilation?
As I mentioned, the production is taking place January 25th through the 3rd of February at Hubbard Hall in Cambridge, New York, and we'll give out more information at the end of the segment. It seems to me, and this is just a casual observation, maybe a not so casual observation, maybe just from sitting here day after day watching the world go by, that it seems that even though a lot of us are exhausted by what we're living through, yet we seem to want to be engaged in something that helps us process what we're going through.
Yes, and I think it's been very interesting to go back to the mid-80s and to think about, at that time, how nihilistic maybe felt then, and then to realize we're still here now and we're still moving forward, and there are maybe answers to these questions, but it's almost refreshing to know that once upon a time there were policy wonks who actually studied this stuff carefully. And even Reagan and Gorbachev studied this stuff very carefully when they met in Reykjavik and so on and so forth. And it makes you worry about whether or not what's being put forward nowadays is politics is really just all show.
Yeah, I don't see a walk in the woods, do you?
No.
No. I mean, we can hope for that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But I think what's interesting is that Reagan was pretty extraordinarily tuned in to the issue of nuclear arms and really was very committed to working with Gorbachev. Unfortunately, the whole idea of Star Wars, and it's brought up in today's New York Times, was a what they call a ghost initiative, meaning that in the Times today it says the technology, even 35 years later, remains elusive, which means it's just not going to happen, missiles coming from outer space.
And I would say, you know, Joe, as we're in this moment of knowing, okay, we don't even know what the president is saying to the leader of Russia. We're not even shared that information. This play is basically being a fly on the wall or an audience to a great, deep, encouraging conversation. So in some ways, the characters, we're grappling throughout this play about what to do and how to work together and how it works. But it is kind of fulfilling in this moment to be able to live through an experience for 2 hours where people intelligently are talking about these issues and you can feel the sense of we are working on it. And I guess our hopes is that somebody is working on this in a constructive way today, but we're just not sure with the way things are being handled.
Right, with as much intelligence as Lee Blessing has. I mean, he's really, I think, one of the best American playwrights of the last 40 years, and this play certainly shows that.
A Walk in the Woods is Lee Blessing's play. It is directed by Kirk Jackson. It is starring Robert Zuckerman and David Snyder. You can find out more information. Let's try that again. You can find out more information, not a plural, about the production going from January 25th through February 3rd, hubbardhall.org, hubbardhall.org. What else is going on? Anything fun and exciting you want to talk about?
Yeah, so we are, you know, we're doing I Am My Own Wife in March. That's coming up. We have new classes starting at Hubbard Hall February 3rd, so a whole new spring semester of classes. A lot of great events, chamber music in February coming up, lots of great performances. HubbardHall.org has it all, so there's always a ton going on, and we encourage everybody to come out, take a class, see a performance, all that good stuff. It's been a lot of great, rewarding year. It's exciting.
HubbardHall.org, HubbardHall.org. Again, A Walk in the Woods is running January 25th through February 3rd at Hubbard Hall in Cambridge, New York. You can find out more by going to HubbardHall.org. Kirk Jackson, Robert Zuckerman, David Snyder, thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful run, and so nice for you all to come down and talk to us about it.
We really appreciate it. Thank you, Joe, for having us. Very much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.